Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
.647 with Steve and Ted in the morning here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Keep it here for Money Tracker Don Grant, keeping all of that paperwork. Don will be with us shortly with that information. Now, Steve and Ted, it's time for three big things. Intelligence officials are warning lawmakers that Russia is interfering in this year's election campaign to help President Trump get reelected. That's officials confirming that to the AP. Another fire at the former Treatco dog food building on North Broadway. Stink and smoke in Wichita after that. South Korea reports 100 new virus cases of the coronavirus. That brings its country's total to more than 200. Three big things with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Still got a traffic accident that's being worked on. This traffic accident on K96 westbound, and it's right around Oliver. Watch for a slowdown in the area this morning. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
And let's take a look at the weather forecast heading into this weekend. We do have a mostly sunny sky on tap today and a high of 45 degrees. Not as cold tonight. Overnight low down to 30 under a clear sky. And looking ahead for the weekend, Saturday, partly cloudy and breezy tomorrow with a high 55. Looking at a decent chance for rain on Sunday on a windy day with a high Sunday 54. Currently in Wichita, we are under a clear sky. 15 degrees. We're on our way to a high of 45. KNSS News Time is 6:49 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Let's take a look and see how the stock market fared yesterday.
The market's closing down today. The Dow seeing 128-point loss, but coming off its session lows of around 300 in the red after fears about the coronavirus and complacency on Wall Street shook the markets. Of course, traders have been watching this and bracing for volatility, but the concern is that perhaps China isn't giving us all the information. Perhaps this could become a bigger pandemic than expected, and obviously so many U.S. businesses have ties in China supply chains, and it could have a huge chilling effect on the economy. From the floor of the New York Stock Exchange, Jackie DeAngelis, Fox News.
6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS. We gave away some women's fair tickets, Jad, didn't we?
That's right, we did. And we gave away some women's fair tickets to Bonnie from Wichita.
Bonnie, so, congratulations.
Yeah, thanks for listening, Bonnie. She said she loves Steve and Ted in the morning.
Well, thank you, Bonnie. We appreciate that. We want you to have a good time at the Women's Fair, which is today through Sunday at Century 2 Expo Hall. So have fun with that. That's always a great annual event, downtown Wichita, the Women's Fair. It's 6:50 with Steve and Ted here on KNSS, keeping all of that paperwork.
Yo.
Let's check in. Look who's here. It's Money Tracker Don Grant, CFP. Good morning, Don.
Morning. Boy, it doesn't seem like 15 out there. Is that what it is?
That's what they say.
Man, oh man. Wow. Well, it's
so maybe you're just getting used to
ski jacket on.
Or
that's
yeah,
why.
Your nice red coat is keeping you nice and comfy.
That must be it. So, well, you know, you got all that paperwork hanging out. Mm-hmm. We're coming upon that time of year when we put all the year's finances out on that kitchen table and prep to file taxes. At least that's the way I do it. Most of us know what paperwork we need to keep, particularly personal tax documents for an IRS audit. But how long do we keep all that other paperwork, particularly if we own a business? Well, this is a list for business owners and business-related paperwork, okay? The best rule of thumb would be to keep everything, but few of us have the space nor the temperament to categorize and maintain all of that paperwork safely and securely. Well, here's what the IRS recommends. First of all, keep your employment applications, disability and benefit records, expired insurance policies, and general business correspondence for at least 3 years. For 7 years, keep your expense reports, employee agreements, contracts, and termination records. Also hold any documents related to any court actions and keep inventory documentation for 7 years as well. Bank statements, canceled checks, accounts receivable docs, invoiced and billing information for both clients and vendors, leases and contracts with clients and suppliers need to be kept for 10 years, all right? And finally, there are several things you need to keep forever. General ledgers, journals, payroll records that include W-2s, 940s, etc., year-end financial statements, tax returns, and all supporting IRS docs. All incorporation documents like bylaws with meeting minutes, retirement plan records, and property ownership paperwork like mortgages and deeds also should be kept permanently. Some documents need to be originals, particularly if they have a seal or a notary stamp. However, for many documents, you can keep them electronically. That's what I've learned how to do. Scan and keep them on a zip drive with a backup or with a free Dropbox account. And if you know what that is, it's an app you can use, essentially, or a website you can use. If you have any questions, you can give me a call. The number is 634-2222.
Ledgers? What is this, Ebenezer Scrooge? Yeah.
With a quill, yeah, the pen and the quill, and they open up that big old book and blow the dust off.
What am I going to do with all my ledgers?
I guess most of those are probably electronic at this point. You've got QuickBooks and all the Excel spreadsheets and all that. But, yeah, ledgers.
I wasn't really ready for that word today.
Well, it's one of those things you're supposed to keep forever.
So if
you had a business that goes back, you may have some big, fat, leather-bound, yeah, massive book, mm-hmm, you know, with a ledger that somebody poured over for years.
Yeah.
Where with your monocle on?
And you're right. Yeah. You got to keep that around forever.
And your spats.
You never see a ledger in the trash. So I guess that's why.
That's a good problem. Exactly. That's right. Funny.
My dad was always big on the 3 year thing.
Oh yeah.
Make sure you keep your stuff for at least 3 years.
Yeah. But business owners a little different than personal.
Yeah, a little different.
So.
All right. Well, that's good advice.
Well, thank you. I try to keep us up to speed here.
What's your weekend?
My weekend is working around the house. I mean, it never ends.
All right.
You know, you go through there and you do some remodeling or something, and then you go back. Yeah. Then by the time you finish, it's like painting the Golden Gate Bridge. You know, it takes a year to paint it, then you have to start and do it over again.
Time to get ready to
exactly,
do it again. Yeah.
Exactly. So it's a never ending. But you know what? I don't golf. Or I golf poorly, let's say. So
no, this is not the golf weekend anyway.
No, but that's my zen.
Good
you
deal.
Know, is seeing some immediate gratification from putting up something or
excellent
tearing something out or something. Yeah,
I'm glad you got a plan.
I got a plan. How about you? Games?
Yeah, well, Shocker baseball. Yeah,
okay.
That's my plan for the weekend.
It always cracks me up.
Need to do that, and I need to write gridiron scripts.
Ah, that's going. So you got some good stuff coming up?
We'll find out.
All right.
See how the weekend goes.
All right.
See what comes out of my brain. All right.
All right.
Don, take care.
Thank you,
sir. Good to see you. Thanks for dropping in.
Uh-huh.
That is our money tracker, Don Grant, CFP, right here with Steve and Ted in the morning. As we head into the 7 o'clock hour, we got Secret Sound coming up in the 7 o'clock hour. Don't want to miss that on an exciting Friday morning. And we'll be telling you about the Treco building fire and the nation's great politicians arguing on Twitter. KNSS News Time is 6:55.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.